Hello, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms.
And today's episode, we'll be talking about blended family. Before we get started, I want to share a quote with you guys by Winston Porter. And it goes like this. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. The ones who accept you for who you are. The ones who would do anything to see you smile and love you no matter what.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely. So let's talk. Let's just give a little brief explanation of what a blended family is. So like I have many different names, a step family, blended family, or a bonus family.
Mm-hmm.
I've even heard people refer to it as an insta family. Is a family where at least one parent has children that are not biologically or adoptive related to the other spouse or partner. Either parent or both may have a child from previous relationships. So, do you think that being a part of a blended family could affect parenting positively or negatively?
Of course. And I say that because I myself am part of a blended family. And I've seen, you know, the trials and tribulations that both my parents had to go through and both my step-parents had to go through as far as being a part of a blended family. And I've seen, like, you know, the challenges that came with it, you know, the issues that came with it, with, you know, parenting and having to have four parents, basically, you know?
Right.
So, yes, it definitely has an effect on being a parent, whether it's positive or negative. I guess that depends on the person. So like for me, I feel like it's done. It has both its positive and negative effects. I would say more positive, because I like to turn things around for the better anyway. But I took a lot of the things that, I guess, lessons you can call them. I took a lot of the lessons that came with growing up in a blended family, and I was able to apply those lessons in my life as far as parenting, you know what I'm saying? And I actually took into consideration how I felt being a child of a blended family, you know what I'm saying? And if that was to happen with my kids, how would they feel, you know? So it helped me think about a lot of things as far as what I would do when I would become a parent, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, I think, like, some examples, like you were just saying, like, you learn valuable life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I think an example of a positive way it could affect parenting, I feel like, well, not even parenting, just the household in general, the child, the parent, it's more mm-hmm. people to love. It kind of sounds corny and mushy gushy, but you can never love too much.
Right.
You really can't. Mm-hmm. Like you said, just from my experience growing up, I feel like I came from like one of the ultimate examples of a blended family, because I lived with my grandmother, my mom, but then she fostered children and adopted children, and then just took in like strays almost, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely will say that a blended family is like the ultimate like representation of love, in my opinion, because they're not even, it's someone else's doing from another marriage, and you're welcoming them in with open arms.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I think that's definitely a positive. An example of a negative, I obviously feel like it's the flip side. If people are, I guess you could say like the opposite of love, they're envious or they're
mm-hmm.
holding grudges, they're petty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's when you hear about baby mama drama.
Right,
something
right.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that definitely could be a negative.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like if done right, it's, the positives definitely outweigh the negatives 10
for
times
sure.
better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you get to experience and meet beautiful new souls, and they make it fun, if that makes sense.
Right.
It's fun. What are some things you might get from a blended family that you may not get from a regular family? or a family that's not blended?
Well, like we just said, more people to love. I feel like you're exposed to more too. Like my stepmom, I don't know, like her side of the family, they just did things differently. I was exposed to some, and like I'm used to my family being like 10 million people are like a huge family, and I thought everybody's family was like that, but hers was very tight-knit.
Like right
her whole family was her immediate family. Wow, like your aunts, uncles, and cousins are your immediate family. Like I never saw that before. I have cousins that I've never even met. Every time I go to a family gathering, I'm like, I just thought everybody's family. Yeah, I thought everybody's family was big, but yeah, it's not. I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And then with my dad being with her, I was exposed to a whole different city. So I was like, wow, it's where she was from. So I'm like, this is great. It's like a vacation every time I go and see my dad, because it's a whole different setting.
Right.
So I feel like culturally, you're exposed to different stuff. Even if you are of the same, I guess you could say, culture in a sense, like we're all American, but her household and how she was raised was a little bit different than how my mom and dad were raised.
Right.
And then some things, I don't know. I feel like, to me, people make like a big fuss, but to me, it's the same thing. It's just co-parenting. That's really what it is. To me, it's the same thing, though.
Right.
But what do you think? What are some major differences or advantages and disadvantages?
For me, my blended family was... My blended family was in two different households. So for me, I agree with you on like the vacation part. I was able to get away, you know, because I live with my mom, but of course my dad had remarried. So when I would go visit my dad, his wife had kids outside of their marriage. And when I would come visit my dad and spend summers with him and stuff, it was like I had two new siblings that I enjoyed fully, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, wow, I don't get to see these faces every day, you know what I'm saying? So it was more like I got to enjoy the new members of the family, basically.
Yeah, I feel that. It is. It's like, you're like, yes, like more people, a new experience. Well, and I got, I always wanted to be a big sister. So stinking bad. Like, I had friends that either had siblings that were like 10 years older than them, or they had like nieces, like they had nieces and nephews, or their parents decide to have kids when they were like older already. Like, I want that so bad. I always wanted to babysit. And I remember my stepmom and my dad, they finally had my little sister Delaney. And I was like, this is great. This is so awesome. Like, I wanted a little sister so bad. I knew I wasn't getting one from my mom. So I was like, come on, dad.
I got it. Come on through.
Because me and my other sister were so close in age. Like, I was like, no, it's not the same. I want a little mini me. So yeah, that was a beautiful thing that came out of that. I got another little sister.
Yes.
Yep. I definitely agree with that. So what are some effects this may have on individuals? It could be the child, the parent, maybe the other parent that you're co-parenting with.
It can have a lot of effects on an individual, on each individual in the household. I'm glad you pointed out whether it be, you know, the child, the parent, you know, the significant other, because I'm sure each of them have to, I guess, make a sacrifice so that everybody feels comfortable, you know? So depending on what they have to sacrifice so that that comfortability is there for each and every person, that's how the effect will take a toll on them, you know? Some people it's positive, some people it's negative, you know. You know, and then again, you also have to take into consideration, you know, the type of family you're dealing with. You know, you also mentioned things about, you know, the baby mama drama and stuff like that, you know. For me, it was hard at first because my stepmom was upset that I didn't call her mom in front of my mom.
Right.
And it wasn't that I didn't want to call her mom because, you know, to me, she was my mom just like my mom was my mom. You know, she loved me and accepted me as though I was really her child, you know. But my mom didn't approve of me calling her mom, you know. So for me, I had to not call her mom in front of my mom. And at the same token, I had to deal with listening to my stepmom and my dad argue sometime and her bringing up the fact that her kids called my dad dad and I didn't call her mom in front of my mom, you know? So I guess it depends on the situation and how... I guess it depends on the situation.
No, you're absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because I could see if your mom was like absent, you know, and wanted nothing to do with her children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were, because like we said, blended families can encompass so many, there's so many different variations.
Mm-hmm,
like, mm-hmm. I'm part of a blended family, but I didn't grow up with my stepmom in my household.
Right, right.
I went and visited my father, but it's still a blended family nonetheless.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if my mom, that, you know, I wouldn't call my stepmom mom. We just call her by her first name. But mm-hmm. that's because, like, you probably would have called your stepmom mom if maybe your mom wasn't involved.
Right, right.
Could mm-hmm. you imagine if they're both standing there and you go mom and they both turn around? It's, right. it's confusing nonetheless.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No hard feelings. It's just confusing.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. It depends on the situation. Ultimately, though, I feel like, and I feel like you would agree, any parent would agree, it affects the child the most out of everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Like, everybody takes it hard, or it could be, you know, a hard adjustment for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's the kid that's most affected.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And that's what I think people should keep in mind at the end of the day. Like, the reason we're even called a blended family is because of the kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I agree 100%.
Aside from the kid, who do you think it affects, like, the hardest? Aside from the child.
Aside from the child. That's a good question. Again, it also depends.
Yeah.
I'm a dependent question kind of person here today. But it also depends, like, on which parent the child that's, you know, has to get blended in comes from, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, yeah. For instance, if I was to marry, you know, knowing that Caden is... my son, and I would have to deal with somebody who may not have kids, you know, I would feel like it would affect me more outside of Caden, because then I would have to consider both my spouse's feelings and my son's feelings, you know what I'm saying? And in turn, I may not get consideration about my feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. Or like we were saying, I hate to keep referring to it as this, but, like, the whole baby mama drama or even baby daddy drama, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think, like you said, it depends from my experience and what I've witnessed,
mm-hmm.
not from my family particularly, but
mm-hmm.
just from things I've seen. I feel like it's the hardest for the person that was married into the family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just simply because now not only do you have to, like, love a kid, in my opinion, and it probably sounds weird, but if you're marrying into a family, you need to love the person's former spouse, in my opinion. because, like, for example, my mom and my stepmom, they get along. They have a love for each other. Because I brought them closer together. They wouldn't even know each other if it wasn't for me.
Right.
So they, and it works because they genuinely care for each other. Now they don't hang out and get their nails painted, but there's a bond there. There's some type of respect. There's a level of some type of respect. It's positivity. But yeah, that's why I feel like it just works.
Right. I was just gonna say that even if the love isn't there, because you know some people might take that and go the complete opposite way.
Right.
I feel like there definitely has to be that level of respect there that you was talking about for it to work. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, it does affect you. You know what I'm saying? The relationship that they have, you know, because if they're bickering, going back and forth with each other all the time, how can you be comfortable around either one of them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When it comes to even talking about experiences or talking about situations that may occur, but you don't want to offend you don't want to offend either parent. So if they don't have that level of respect for each other, whereas like, okay, this is my child and we're caring for my child together, then there's always going to be that conflict there.
Right. I agree.
Oh, yes. Agreed. How can you make a blended family successful?
Oh, man. Well, like we said, I feel like putting the kids first, ultimately. Because that, like we said, that's what makes a blended family a blended family in the first place. So I feel like, how do I explain this? It's ironic because people get remarried and then they become a blended family with the kids. But I feel like people end up getting a divorce because of the kids. Whether both, you know, both spouses are bringing kids in or not, I feel like that's what happens. But I feel like what happens with the kids is they don't feel heard. They don't, whoever decides to remarry, whether it's mommy or daddy, they just don't feel heard. They feel shadowed. They're like, this is new. Nobody's listening. And I don't know. I feel like the kids could act out. Or maybe something is happening and the kids are trying to speak up and say something and they're not being heard. But ultimately, I think the kids are just getting lost in the sauce. Like, nobody's paying attention to them. And that's where, to me, they're the most important. I feel like their voice should be heard. I'm not saying they should run the household. Kids should be in the kids' place.
right.
But I feel like that's why 9 times out of 10... Do you know the success rate of blended families?
I don't, actually.
Okay, well, it's very low.
Really?
But, yeah. So, well, I should say the failing rate. So, I got a statistic from family.lovetoknow.com, and it says, step family studies suggest about 60 to 70% of marriages involving children from previous marriages fail.
Oh, wow.
60 to 70%. And we already know in America the divorce rate without children, just a regular marriage,
it's through the roof.
It's through the roof.
Wow.
Yeah. So then you mix in kids, it makes sense that only 60 to 70% of marriages involving the children from previous marriages, they fail. That only makes sense because without kids, you're already getting a divorce.
Right. Exactly.
So. But yeah, I feel like if people put kids first, ultimately, and they think about the kids, not your pride, not your ego, being mature, like people aren't when it comes to blended families.
Right.
You can't fail. I also do think, too, that a lot of people rush into the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like with kids, that's the last thing you should be doing. I mean, to each their own, you kind of know who's for you and who's not.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, right now, if something were to happen with me and Chris, the last thing I would need to do is find another man to be in a relationship with. I need to get ground myself, get my bearings, raise my kid a little bit and then go out into the world and start dating again and finding, like, you, that takes time. Yeah. You got a whole divorce. I feel like people, I feel like that's another thing too. Just marriage in general without kids.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, boom, on to the next. And it's like, regroup, take a minute.
Exactly. Pick yourself up. And even before it gets to the whole divorce part, I feel like communication, mm-hmm. communication is key. We don't know how to communicate with each other anymore, you know? Communication is becoming like this foreign thing. And it's like a lot of issues can be resolved with better communication. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people don't understand the concept that we're constantly growing. You know what I'm saying? And society is constantly changing. So how can we feel like our spouses or our significant other is supposed to know everything about us when we're constantly changing? You know what I'm saying? So if the communication isn't there, how can you keep something going? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like to even stay in a relationship, you gotta, you know, keep finding what sparks your significant other. You know what I'm saying? What sparks each other's interests. But how can you do that without communication, you know?
Right.
So communication alone, I feel like that's a big part of marriage, relationships, blended families, in general, in every relationship, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, communication is definitely key. You know, you have to be able to communicate how you feel, communicate what it is that you want, communicate what it is that you need. You have to be able to communicate these things. We're humans, not mind readers, you know?
And I think underneath, like, the communication umbrella,
mm-hmm.
there's maturity, because we talked about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifices,
you know, because relationships are sacrificial, you know. I'm not saying that you got to change your whole lifestyle for a person, but you do have to make sacrifices.
Yeah, you got to compromise with people. Exactly. You got to be somebody in the middle.
I like that better, compromise, yes.
And I also, for sure. And that also ties into, like we said, under the communication, boundaries too. Like, if you're not communicating and being mature and
mm-hmm.
telling people, like, okay, for example, like you said, like calling the other person mom or dad,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that needs to be communicated in general. And that's just an example. There's so many times where things weren't communicated and set in stone in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to that point and you're like, oh, snap. Like, yeah. I thought, and to you, that may be common sense, you know, some mm-hmm, boundary mm-hmm. that you're like, okay, that's the unspoken word. I shouldn't have to tell you that's a boundary I don't want.
Right, exactly.
But mm-hmm. to someone else, it may not be.
Exactly. And you don't
think it's a big deal. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, even if it's the most minor, microscopic issue that you have or boundary you don't want crossed, say something. Get it out in the open air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just with you and your spouse, even like the other parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If me and Chris were to split up and he found somebody or I found somebody,
mm-hmm.
I would just tell them, like, these are the things I don't like. Other than that, you know, you're good. Like, I don't yeah. care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure. Communication, definitely. And it sounds so cliche, but it's literally the number one root of all problems that mm-hmm. arise in relationships. You're just mm-hmm. not communicating. You exactly. need to be honest.
Yes. Communicate. Yes. Transparent. Completely transparent. Transparency. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Have to have that for sure.
Well, that was all for today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you guys next Monday at 5.